From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Today, more than 60 prominent scientists signed a letter that says the White House is distorting science in its decision-making. The letter includes the signatures of university presidents and Nobel laureates. It was put together by an advocacy group concerned about how health and environmental decisions are being shaped. The letter and an accompanying report complain that federal advisory committees are being stacked and that studies are being suppressed if they don't support White House policy. NPR's Richard Harris reports.
No single event triggered this letter of concern, rather an accumulation of smaller incidents. For example, in November 2002, about half the members of a federal advisory board on lead poisoning were rotated off abruptly. Dr. Lynn Goldman at the Johns Hopkins School of Public Health was alarmed to see who replaced them.
One of the members who was added did say at his first meeting that he first heard about the committee from a representative of the lead industries who called him to see if he would be available to serve if his name were put forward.
That new member and others challenged the direction of the previous committee, which had been seriously considering a new lower lead standard to protect children from neurological damage.
They also disagree with the underlying scientific studies, although quite honestly, these are people who are not experts in this area. And I think the net effect of it is to indefinitely postpone or delay this action.
Dr. Goldman, a former official in the Clinton administration, says this is just one example of a disturbing pattern. That's why she signed the letter, which is circulated by the Union of Concerned Scientists. Neil Lane was President Clinton's science advisor and at one time head of the National Science Foundation. He says the intrusion of politics into science advice these days is unprecedented.
I never encountered a situation where any effort at all was made to change the science, to withhold scientific results, to prevent qualified people from being on advisory committees, to dismiss advisory committees because their findings might be in conflict with the political views of people in the White House.
In addition to Lane, other signers include Nobel laureates, such as the president of Caltech, David Baltimore, former NIH director Harold Varmus, Eric Kandel, Leon Letterman, Steven Weinberg, Sherwood Rowland, and many other science luminaries. Russell Train spoke up this morning at a telephone press briefing.
In all my time as EPA administrator under both Nixon and Ford, I do not recall ever receiving even a suggestion, let alone an order from the White House as to how I should make a regulatory decision. How times have changed.
At the White House today, spokesman Scott McClellan said he hadn't seen the letter, but he argued that the White House is strengthening the role of science in decision-making.
This administration has worked on an independent peer review process to look at how science is used in regulatory decisions. That is something our Office of Management and Budget has been working on so that we can make sure that those decisions are being made based on the best available science.
And as for the controversial lead committee, the Department of Health and Human Services disputed the notion that the commission was altered to slow new lead regulations. Bill Pierce is a spokesman for the agency.
What we're looking for on these advisory committees is to provide advice and counsel and therefore to have within that council, that advisory committee, good debate. I think that some of the complaints that are being raised are simply politics being played by others.
Scientists who signed the letter recognize that politics will always be part of any government decision, but they wish scientific advice informing those decisions could stay above the fray. Richard Harris, NPR News, Washington.